What's up, everybody? Anton Crelli here, and I'm creating this video right now to serve as the ultimate guide to dropshipping to help any beginners who are looking to dropship profitably. Now, the reason I'm putting time into this right now and making this longer than usual video is because I know there are more people than ever before looking to start online businesses. I know dropshipping appeals to many of them for very good reason, but I also know there are many common mistakes that people get stuck with when they're first starting along this journey. And like anything else in life, there are ways to do this and get results, and there are ways to do this and fail. So we're going to go through this maybe between 20 and 30 minutes. I'm going to share everything that I think you need to know if you're looking to get into dropshipping so that you can start on the right path, you can avoid these mistakes, and so you can be on your way to dropshipping profitably. So with that being said, the name of this presentation is How to Dropship Profitably. Creative, I know. But the things that we're going to cover in it first are what is dropshipping? Quick overview for people that are new. Then we're going to discuss high ticket dropshipping versus low ticket dropshipping. From there, we're going to talk about where to sell your products. Where do you actually list them? Then I'm going to share how to brainstorm niche ideas so you know what type of products you should actually sell. From there, we're going to talk about how to build a brand that provides real value by working with quality suppliers. After that, I'm going to show you how to get traffic, meaning buyers, to find you, because if you build it, they will not come. You need to get the right type of traffic to your store so that you can start generating revenue and profits. From there, we're going to talk about the math behind growing a $1 million business, because I really do think a seven-figure store, talking about revenue here, is a very good goal for store owners to set, and I'll show you what your business needs to look like in order to achieve that. And then I'm going to share some common dropshipping mistakes to avoid. So again, if you're going to build a dropshipping business, you do it the right way and you don't waste your time and then think, oh, this doesn't work. I want to remove as much guesswork as possible. So again, you have the best chance of success. So hopefully you find all of these things just as valuable as I would have if I would have found this when I first got started. And I'm not going to go into a whole backstory or anything like that. Just know if you're new here, my name is Anton Crelli. I'm coming to you today from my company, dropshiplifestyle.com. I've been building my own e-commerce stores since back in 2007, and I've helped thousands of people from all around the world to do the same since 2012 when Dropship Lifestyle was started. Okay, first point I want to cover, what is dropshipping? Just so all the total beginners here are on the same page. This is a very simple business model to understand. To make it as simple as possible, I'm breaking it up into three steps. Step one is the customer orders from you. That means you get the money after they buy. After that, you order the product from your supplier. After that, your supplier ships the product to your customer. You never see it, you never touch it. You're acting as the retailer to sell the goods, and the supplier is doing the fulfillment. Now, within these three steps, there are many different things that can happen. You can sell through different platforms, you can order from all different types of suppliers, you can ship from all different parts of the world, but these are the three steps that make up dropshipping. If you're doing business this way, you are a dropshipper. Now, the first point that I think is extremely important for everyone here to be aware of are the differences between high ticket versus low ticket dropshipping. And to make this as clear as possible, I'm just using two actual product examples so we can compare and contrast the differences. The first is an example of a low ticket product that you can dropship, a cell phone case. On average, you would sell that to your customers for $10, meaning that's what they would pay you. The high ticket example would be a fabric sofa, and let's say the average sale price there was $1,000. Customer buys it from you for $1,000. Now, when it comes to dropshipping, if you work with the right type of suppliers, which we'll talk about, your net profit margin, meaning the money you should keep, should be about 30% on average. Now, what this means is if you go the low ticket route and sell something like a cell phone case, you're going to make $3 in actual profit per sale. That's your 30% of $10. But if you decide to go the high ticket route and sell something like a fabric sofa for $1,000, you'll make $300 in net profit for doing the same amount of work. For building an online store, for attracting traffic to find you, for getting that sale, for having the supplier fulfill that order. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in retail before, but I'll tell you the difference between making $3 and $300 in profit per customer is a major difference. And to make any real money while dealing with $3 in profit per order is enough to make anybody pull their hair out, go crazy, and think, why did I get into business to begin with? So, let's look at this one other way, comparing those same two products. But now let's look at that compared to your target monthly profit. And let's just say you say, you know what, Anton, I want to build a dropshipping store, but I'm not looking to quit my job or anything. I'm looking for something I can do maybe 15 to 30 minutes in the evenings, put some time into on the weekends, and I just want to make an extra $3,000 in net profit every single month. So that would mean $3,000 was your target monthly profit. So looking at these two products and going back to our profit per sale, per unit sold, we know it's $3 for the cell phone case. We know it's $300 for the fabric sofa. So the next thing we want to look at is how many sales do we need to reach our target monthly profit? How many units of each product do we need to sell every month to get to our $3,000 net profit? Well, with cell phone cases, that would be 1,000 sales every month. And with fabric sofas, it would only be 10. So hopefully this can clearly demonstrate to you why, in my opinion, high ticket dropshipping is the only option for you if you actually want to dropship profitably. You don't want to need thousands or tens of thousands of customers every month just to make any kind of real money. Instead, you want to sell high quality, high ticket products where the profit is there and your time is well spent fulfilling orders and working with your customers. So some of the benefits of selling more expensive products, the first is there's less customer service because you have less customers. There's also less orders to process because, again, you don't need that many customers to build a real business with this model. And a big one is that it's easier to buy paid traffic. When you hear about low-ticket dropshipping and you see the amount of traffic and sales these people get, it can look impressive. But what you don't see is how much money they need to spend on advertising. In order to get all those people to buy, these companies need to get all these people to find them, which takes a huge ad budget. And when you're selling high ticket products, you don't need to spend as much to get the sales. You don't need as much traffic if you're getting the right type of traffic, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on in this presentation. And to give you some ideas of what high ticket might look like for you, I just pulled up a couple testimonials from Dropship Lifestyle members. This is Ashley. Her first sale was for $3,429.56. With our average 30% profit margin, that's one order with a profit of about $1,028. And if you compare that to somebody doing low ticket dropshipping, they would need hundreds and hundreds of orders just to come close to what Ashley did with her first sale. Next, I just wanted to share Irias, who had a sale come in while she was asleep. The cha-ching sound on her phone actually woke her up, and that was one order for $5,720 on her Dropship Lifestyle store. Again, assuming our average 30% profit margin, that's a profit of about $1,760 and a nice alarm clock to wake up to. So just to really nail it home here on this first point, low ticket dropshipping is not worth your time, especially if you're looking to build a lifestyle business and do this for the long term. But if you want to go the smarter way, high ticket should be a no-brainer because that's where you can make the most of your time and get rewarded for the effort that you put in. Okay, second thing I want to cover here is where to actually sell products. Because again, dropshipping just means you're selling products and a supplier is fulfilling the orders. So where should you actually list products for sale? Well, there's many options. The big ones would be eBay. You can make eBay listings or create an eBay store. Same thing with Amazon. You can make a listing on Amazon and you can have a whole account there where you list all the products that are fulfilled through suppliers. The third option would be you build your own store and use a self-hosted platform. Now, for us, that is Shopify. We've used them for probably the better part of a decade now, and they are hands down the best e-commerce platform there is if you want to build your own store. And again, I'm going to keep this part of the presentation very simple. If you are new and you're looking to drop ship profitably, you don't even want to think about selling on eBay. You don't want to think about selling on Amazon. Instead, you want to build your own store, whateveryouchoose.com, and you want to host that store on Shopify. And I could probably spend an hour talking about the pros of selling on Shopify versus selling on eBay or Amazon. But the biggest one I can give you is when you sell on eBay or Amazon or anybody else's platform, you don't really have a business. You have one customer, eBay or Amazon. Everybody that's buying is buying through eBay or Amazon, and that's not your business. You might make money, but it's not your business. When you sell on Shopify, the people that buy are your customers, and the value of your business reflects that. So, next thing I want to talk about in this ultimate guide to dropshipping is how to brainstorm niche ideas. Because at this point, what a lot of people do is go on Google and type in products to dropship and see what comes up and say, okay, I'll sell that. I don't recommend doing that. Instead, I recommend actually brainstorming and writing down a list of products that you then want to put the research into. So how do we come up with ideas to brainstorm? First, you could think of things that you have bought yourself. Look around your house, look around your office, go back and check your credit card statements. An example I can give you is a few years ago, I lived in Austin, Texas, right on Lady Bird Lake. And every day I would look out my window of our apartment there and I would see people on stand-up paddle boards. Great, add it to the list. And just in one living room here, there are so many potential niche ideas that you can add to a list as you're creating this for yourself. For example, we have chandeliers, we have wall lighting, we have a table lamp, we have crown molding, wallpaper, we have a coffee table, a sofa, fireplace, mirrors, vases, a bookshelf, a dining table, dining chairs, wood flooring. These are all products that I would encourage you to add to your list as you're looking around your home, your office, wherever you are, so you can have products to then research and find your winner that way. So, some brainstorming ideas. Again, what products have you bought? If you don't spend a lot of money, make a Facebook post and ask your friends and family what they have recently bought. Think about your hobbies, and if anything stands out as a product in your hobbies, you can add that to your list as well. And then also, just what do you notice in your day-to-day life? I keep a running list in my phone of niche ideas that has over 10,000 because I've been doing this for so long. So, as this becomes part of your day, you will find opportunity everywhere. So at this point, you might think, okay, well, now I have a list, or at least I have some ideas. How do I even know if there are brands out there whose products I can sell? And where do I find these suppliers? Well, that's where I want to talk about how to build a brand that provides real value, both to your customers and to your bank accounts. This is another thing that is far too often overlooked for many people just getting into dropshipping, because many people are looking for kind of easy wins and the easier money, where in my opinion, you want to build something that will compound on itself and grow for years and ideally decades. So the most important thing that will matter to your long-term success is if you have happy customers. After they buy from you, they get exactly what you promised them, and they are happy with the whole buying experience. The communication, how fast it was delivered, was it accurately represented on your store? All these things are extremely important when it comes to building a brand that provides real value to your customers and your bank account. So when it comes to you now having some niche ideas and wanting to find potential suppliers, you might be thinking, okay, well, I'm going to have my customers that go to my Shopify store and place the order. Now, how do I fulfill the order, right? How do I get these products to the customer? And again, there are many different ways to do this that would all technically be dropshipping. One of them would be you could try to find the products for cheaper on Amazon. Another option would be you can use a Shopify app called DSers and populate your store with products through that app. And the third option would be you can work with domestic suppliers and become an authorized retailer to sell their products and then upload those products to your Shopify store. So what I want to do is talk about the pros and cons of all three of these methods of fulfillment and the different suppliers you could work with. So if you sold on Shopify and fulfilled through Amazon, the way this works is the buyer would order on yoursite.com. You would then find those products for cheaper on Amazon. You would place the order on Amazon. Amazon would ship the order to your customer. So again, technically dropshipping, and you would keep the difference based on what you sold it for and what you buy it for. Now, this is known as the arbitrage model because dropshippers that do this are looking for those price discrepancies, and that is how they're able to make profits. Now, in my opinion, this is not the way to go because there are many issues with this business model. The first is that it's not sustainable because there's no consistent selling products. You're just trying to find whatever's available at a lower cost, mark it up for as long as you can, and that's what you're able to sell. Also, there is way too much manual work involved with this business model for small profits. Again, we're looking to make the most of our time and effort, and constantly having to change out products and look at pricing is way too much work for a few sales here and there. Also, there is no barrier to entry with this business model. So even if you find some opportunity here, there's nothing stopping anybody else from undercutting you the next day. And with this model, remember, it goes against everything we stand for because you will have angry customers. Because even if you message every seller and say, please don't include Amazon packaging, guess what? They're going to anyway. Customers are going to receive it, say, I didn't order from Amazon, and they are not going to be happy with you because they bought from you. Because of these issues, plus a whole lot more, I do not recommend the arbitrage model of dropshipping. Now, the next option would be to sell on Shopify and fulfill the order through the Shopify app known as de-essers. The way this works is you import the products from the app into your Shopify store, the buyer orders on yourstore.com, you process the order through de-essers, the supplier then ships the item direct to your customer, again, this is drop shipping, and you keep the difference based on what you sold it for and what you bought it for. Now, this is known as the drop shipping from China model because most of the suppliers on de-essers and similar apps, by the way, in the Shopify App Store ship directly from China. This is another model that I have some big problems with. Let's talk about some of the issues with drop shipping from de-essers. The first is that with this model, you're always trying to catch the latest trend. So think things like fidget spinners when those were hot a couple years back, or those fake hoverboard things that took off. Those are the type of products that dropshippers that use these apps gravitate to, things that are trending now. Also, there's a major problem here with inexpensive and often subpar quality products. And I'm not saying everything made in China is bad. I'm saying the products that are dropshipped directly from China are very often low quality products with no quality control. Again, just like with the arbitrage model, there's no price controls here, so people can undercut you tomorrow and there's no recourse. It really is a race to the bottom in terms of profit margins. There's no branding whatsoever, so people won't be searching for what it is you sell. There are long lead times, which is absolutely unacceptable in the current state of e-commerce. There's no barrier to entry because, again, anybody can do this. There's nothing stopping them. And again, there's no quality control assurance from these suppliers because if your customers received products that aren't what you thought they were or aren't what you represented on your website, what's going to happen? Are you going to ship it back to China and get a refund? No, you're going to take a loss. So for those reasons and many more, I do not recommend this method of dropshipping either. Okay, so this brings us into the third method I want to talk about, which obviously I'm biased towards because this is what I do. But with that being said, I do this for a reason. I think there are many more pros than cons, so let's talk about them. With this method, the way it works is you choose your niche, you brainstorm like we just talked about, and then you find your future competitors. These are online-only stores already selling what it is you want to sell. Once you find them, you reach out to these brands and you actually become an authorized retailer to sell their products. You have an actual working relationship. From there, you upload the products to your store and the buyer orders from yoursite.com. After that, your suppliers process the orders and they ship them directly to your customer. The way you make money is you keep the difference based on what you sell it for and what you buy it for. Now, this is known as the dropship lifestyle model because this is what I've been doing since I transitioned from importing to dropshipping in about 2009, and I have not looked back since. Okay, so let's talk about some of the issues with this model and why maybe it's not for you. The first would be you need to do market research. With this business model, we don't just throw a whole bunch of stuff against the wall and see what sticks. We do a ton of research before launching a store because we want to have the highest possible chances of success. Also, extremely important here, if you want to go with what it is we do, you need to build your website before you apply to be an authorized retailer for these suppliers, because no legitimate supplier will ever approve you if you call them and say, hey, this is Anton, I'm thinking about selling rugs, can I sell yours? They'll say, where are you calling from? And I'll say, nowhere, but I'm thinking about building a store. No, that doesn't work. You need to build your store first so you have something to show them and get them excited about. Also, you're going to need to earn the trust of the top tier suppliers. This isn't something where you start and on day one, you have 20 of the best suppliers in your industry. Maybe you'll get approved with 10 of them on day one, and the other 10, you'll have to earn their trust over the next year as you get traffic, sales, and a reputation in your industry by working with those first 10 suppliers in this example. So to put it simply, this method takes real work to get started. I don't know about you, but I'm personally a hard worker when it comes to things that I see value in. And if that's you and you're looking to do this for the long term, this is what I would recommend for you as well. So going back to how to build a real brand that provides value to your customers and your bank account, you're selling products on Shopify. You need to get them fulfilled. We're not using Amazon or any other arbitrage model. We're not using de-essers or any other app that allows us to dropship from China. Instead, we are reaching out and we're getting approved to be authorized retailers for suppliers in the countries where we plan to sell. This gives us fast shipping, it gives us higher quality products, and it gives us a better customer experience, which results in us having something that stands the test of time and that will compound on its own growth for years to come. So Before we move forward, guys, by the way, if you're getting value on this, let me know. You can leave a like if you're watching this on YouTube or just comment value below. I would really appreciate that. And before we move forward with the other points I wanted to cover, I want to give you some more insight into the dropship lifestyle business model. Again, trying to help you remove any barriers that might hold you back. So you know, if you're going to do this, you can be on the same page with what it is we do. So like I've mentioned a couple times already, with everything we do in business, the decisions we make, our goal is to make small investments for big returns, whether that be monetary investments into traffic or time investments into work. Very important also, we build niche-specific stores, so we don't sell one product per store, but we sell one product type per store. Also very important, we sell OPP, other people's products. We're selling for brand names that people are already searching for online. Very important as well, we are authorized retailers to sell these products. We're not going through middlemen or anything like that. We're approved to sell directly for the brands for which we sell. We build online stores using simple tools. I am not a technical person at all, but everything we use, I can do myself. You don't need an engineering degree or to be a computer programmer. You can do this all with simple tools provided by Shopify and other third-party vendors that make softwares for e-commerce. Also very important, we use paid traffic to get sales fast. I am a fan of free traffic and organic methods as well, but from day one, I want traffic, I want conversions, and to do that, I use paid traffic, which is what I would encourage you to do as well. We'll talk about what type of paid traffic in just a couple minutes here. And also very important with our businesses, once they get off the ground and we've proven the concept of the new store, we rely heavily on automations and outsourcing so that as owner operators, we can basically oversee everything in about 15 to 30 minutes per day. Also, with this business model, we can work from anywhere with an internet connection. I've lived in South America. I've done business from Southeast Asia for like 5 years. I was living over there. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you have a computer and internet, you can make this work. Just like Ryan here, he was celebrating halfway through the month at $22,840 in sales off only 30 orders. Just like Jaya here, celebrating over 1 million Australian dollars in sales at 22 years old with no prior experience. Just like Wad here saying 10K days never get old, 5 orders in one day for $12,110. And again, let me just clarify here. When I show results like this, this does not mean if you do this, this is what's going to happen for you. I just want to show you that high ticket is the way to go. And I'm not the only one out there making this happen. But just like anything else in life, the results that you get from this are entirely yours. You own the wins, you own the losses, you own the I watched this video from Anton and didn't do anything. Okay, let's get back into it with how to get traffic, aka buyers, to find you. So very simple, I'm gonna give you what I call our four-step funnel. And in my opinion, this is the only thing you should focus on until you're doing at least $50,000 every month in revenue. So step one of this funnel is targeted PLAs. These are product listing ads. These are Google Shopping campaigns that we create within Google Ads. And the benefit of Google Shopping ads is that your actual products appear in the search results. So not just a little text ad, but your product image, the product name, the product price, your store name. So the people that find these and click these are people with buying intent. You don't want a bunch of random traffic to be finding you and hoping they buy. You want the people that find you to be ready to buy, and targeted product listing ads through Google Shopping campaigns are the way to do that. Now, where do you send these people? Well, you send them directly to the product pages for which they searched. So we're not sending traffic to our homepage or to a category page. We're sending them directly to what it is they're looking for so that if they are ready to buy, they can choose us. Now, I'm not going to go detailed into this in this video because it's not the purpose of it, but one thing you should definitely focus on is making sure your product pages are optimized for trust. Because what you're going to find is that over 80% of your website visitors are first-time visitors. So they're not going to know your company. They're not going to have any previous trust built up. So it's our jobs on our product pages to build that trust factor to get people to not only want to choose us, but to trust that we're going to get them what they are looking at. Now, next step of this funnel is what we do with everybody that leaves without buying, Because no matter how good the traffic is, no matter how good your product pages are, not everyone is going to buy. So we make sure when they're on our product pages, we are pixeling them so that we can remarket to them on Meta ads. And we're making sure we're doing things like having exit intent overlays where we can capture people's email addresses so that we can follow up via email to close the sale. Now, one thing I see people really just not do is ever have manual interactions with these people that are leaving without buying. And my advice is if you're doing what we do and you decide to go the high ticket route, in the beginning, as you're starting to see people enter their email address in your exit intent overlays, instead of putting them in some mega follow-up campaign that's all automated, reach out to them manually. Email them and say, hey, this is Joe from joestore.com. I saw you were on our site today. I just wanted to follow up. Is there any specific product you're looking for? And is there anything we can do to earn your business? Do these things that don't scale in the beginning, and it's going to help you get these orders for $1,000, $2,000, $6,000, where your profits can really start to add up quickly. And then in the future, when it's more people for you to follow up with manually, then you can have this all automated and have the sales that come in from it on autopilot. Now, next step here that you want to think about is what do you do after people buy? What I do there is something called lead value optimization. And again, that's not the purpose of this video, and it's not as beginner friendly, but just know here, we're thinking about how can we give customers more value and earn more for everybody that buys from us. So this is where we're promoting related affiliate offers. For example, if we were selling beginner drum kits, we might promote online drum lessons to our customers. And if they buy them, we would earn a commission for referring them to that drum lesson that's going to help them get more value from the thing they purchased from us. So these are the type of things we like to do there so we can earn more than our competitors and have more profit margin. Okay, next thing I want to cover in this video is what I call the math behind growing $1 million dropshipping business, because I do think $1 million in sales is a good target for maybe your second year in business, maybe your first year if you're really ambitious. And instead of just putting that there as a number and saying you should try to do $1 million in sales, I want to show you what that can look like with the high ticket dropshipping model. So if you were to do $1 million in revenue, again, this is not profit, this is sales. If you're going to do that in 12 months, all you need to do is divide the 1 million by 12. That means on average, you need to do just over $83,000 in revenue every month. Okay, if you have a $1,000 average order value, which is entirely possible with this business model, that would mean you only need 3 sales per day and you will have $1 million in revenue your first year or your second year, whenever you decide to set this as your North Star and as your target. But even more impressive than that, that low customer count, is that to do this at a 2.5% conversion rate, meaning out of every 100 website visitors, 2.5 of them buy, you only need 120 unique website visitors every day. And even if you're spending $1 per click, that is $120 in ad spend every day. Let's just say you have to spend $3 or more per click, which you should never have to do that, by the way, if your ad campaigns are set up properly. That would mean you're still spending under $500 a day on ads to have $1 million revenue business. But again, that would be overspending for this amount of revenue with the high ticket dropship business model. And the reason I share this is, again, just to make it more real for people, so you don't think you need hundreds of customers a day, so you don't think you need to quit your job to support a business of this size, because even though the revenue is really high, the customer count does not have to be. Very important thing to keep in mind as you start to build your own dropshipping store. Okay, guys, final thing I want to cover in this video is what I call common dropshipping mistakes to avoid. I've already covered a bunch of different things as we've went through the previous points, but there's a few more I just really want to hammer home to make sure you don't get yourself caught up with one of these. And then again, give up and say dropshipping doesn't work, or find yourself in a position where your store is not profitable or less profitable than it could be. So, first thing you should always keep in mind is that you should never pay for access to a supplier. The suppliers that we work with and the suppliers that you should work with are the ones that work together because there is a mutually beneficial relationship, because they believe that by having you be one of their retailers, you will bring in sales for their company, you will treat the customers right, you'll be able to make money, they'll make money as well. They don't make their money off fees, they make their money off of that working relationship. So if a supplier tells you, sure, you could sell our products for $100, for $1,000, whatever it is, in my opinion, that means they're what I categorize as a bronze supplier, and you just want to move on to the next one. Do not work with them. Next thing, Do not build a general store. What I mean by that is when you're choosing what you want to sell, don't think, I want to sell stand-up desks, and maybe I'll also sell rugs on that store, and maybe I'll also sell decorative lamps. No, build a rug store, build a stand-up desk store, build a decorative lamp store, but don't mix them all together on one. I've done this both ways in the past, and when you separate stores and make them niche specific, they have a higher conversion rate, which makes our traffic more profitable and gets us a better return on ad spend. Another thing I want to share here is that you should prioritize suppliers who enforce MAP policies. MAP stands for minimum advertised price, and if I sold for the supplier that made the stand-up desk that I'm at right now, and minimum advertised price for this stand-up desk was $1,000, that means the lowest I could advertise it for was $1,000, and if you were my competitor, the lowest you could advertise it for would be $1,000. Now, there are times that working with non-MAP suppliers can be profitable, but when you're first reaching out to suppliers, the ones that have MAP policies in place, minimum advertised price policies, are the ones you want to prioritize and the ones you want to spend money on for advertising. Now, another thing that's very important when it comes to dropshipping profitably is not trying to compete with offline retailers. When you're doing your supplier research and you're trying to find companies to sell for, you want to find them by reverse engineering online-only stores. So let's say you were going to sell baby furniture, right, for a nursery room. You wouldn't want to go to Bye Bye Baby and see what brands they sell for because they have huge stores all over the US at least. Instead, you'd want to go on Google and find online-only baby nursery stores, find the brands they sell for, and reach out to them. Very important here, do not buy turnkey stores. If you want to have somebody design a store for you, that is all well and good. But if you ever see any company out there or any person promising you, you buy this store and it comes with X amount of revenue attached to it. If it's something new that doesn't have history, where they just say you buy it and it's coming with this, it's a scam. In my opinion, it's a scam. It's not going to work out. The companies that sell what are known as turnkey stores literally use the same copy and paste themes over and over and over, and they're working with middlemen suppliers. There really is no revenue attached to them, and it's a quick way to find yourself in a situation where a few months later down the line, you realize you're back at square one and you have to start over anyway. So do not buy a turnkey store. Also, this one sounds a little bit weird, but it's important. Do not build a business in which you're scared of your customers. All the decisions that you make from whatever niche you want to choose, from the brands you actually want to become an authorized retailer for, from the policies you put on your store, should all be designed around having you have a healthy business that's profitable and having happy customers. There are so many people that I've known over the years that have gotten into this whole low-ticket dropshipping from China thing where their businesses have constantly went under and they've had to reinvent them because customer service is the last thing on their mind. They're not starting from the perspective of how do I even find niches and suppliers that will make my customers happy? They're looking for that quick money. And what that leads to is people leaving bad reviews, people filing chargebacks, wanting refunds, and pretty much hurting your business. The way you want to approach every decision as you build your dropshipping store is what can I do that will give me the best possible chances of having every single customer leave me a 5-star review, which will have them happy, have them want to come back, and in turn lead to more people buying from me because my trust factor is going up. That's how you want to approach this business model. Because again, this isn't something you want to think about as a 6-month venture. You want to think about this as in 5 years, in 10 years, where will my business be? So quick recap of what we've covered so far, guys. What is dropshipping? We covered high ticket versus low ticket dropshipping and why you want to stick with high ticket. Where to sell products, which again is your own Shopify store. How to brainstorm niche ideas. How to build a real brand that provides real value to your customers and your bank account by working with domestic suppliers. How to get traffic. I gave you my 4-step funnel there to get buyers to find you. We talked about the math behind growing a $1 million business and why I believe that's a good North Star to set. And then we just covered some common dropshipping mistakes to avoid. Finally, I just want to let anybody know that might be a first-time viewer here. If you want more information, in fact, if you want over 120 in-depth video tutorials for how to do this stuff, I do have a program. It's called the Dropship Blueprint. It has 8 modules in it. Module 0 is called Foundations, and this is where we cover things like business and personal taxes, also business formation options, just so you have everything covered and your business is legitimate from day one. Module 1 covers niche selection, where we dive deep into all the ways we brainstorm ideas and things that we look for as we're evaluating different niche possibilities. Module 2 is all about market research. This is where we go through different softwares and tools that we use to make sure our niches actually get that green light and to make sure it's worth our time. Remember, everything we do is research heavy to make sure we have winners before we really do the work, and that's covered in Module 2. In Module 3 of my Dropship Blueprint, I show you from A to Z how to actually build a gorgeous, high-converting Shopify store. Module 4 covers exactly how to get approved with dropship suppliers in your niche, including my phone and email scripts, so you know what to say when you are talking to these companies. Module 5 goes over everything we do to optimize for conversions to get people to actually buy from us after they find us, after they're on our store. Module 6 covers all the different ways for how we get traffic, from free methods to paid methods to cold traffic to warm to hot, all of our remarketing strategies plus email marketing. It's all in Module 6. And Module 7 is all about how to outsource and automate so that once everything is set up and being managed by yourself and a team, you as the owner-operator can spend 15 to 30 minutes a day overseeing everything to make sure everything is operating smoothly as it should be with the automations that we put in place. So guys, if you want to learn more about this, I do have a free training that will go more into depth on everything we talked about today. Plus, I make a special offer there for the Dropship Blueprint, so definitely worth checking out. I'll post a link in the description of this episode below that will take you to register for that free training and take that next step into building your own highly profitable, semi-automated dropshipping store. So as always, I hope you got value from this one. If you did, let me know. I love that feedback. It keeps these episodes coming out. And with that being said, I hope to be working together shortly inside of the Dropship Blueprint. See you, everybody.